Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate May 8th. The star that anchors the Big Dipper's handle is a bit of an outcast. The five stars that make up the Dipper's middle are members of the same family, the Ursa Major Moving Group. They were born from the same cloud of gas and dust, and they moved through space together. The stars at the ends of the Dipper are different. Tens of thousands of years from now, they will have moved away from the others as seen from Earth, pulling the Dipper apart. Alcade is the end of the Dipper's handle. It's farther away than the members of the Moving Group, about 100 light-years. And it's only about 10 million years old, which is far younger than the members of the Moving Group. 10 million years isn't long on the astronomical time scale. The Sun is 4.5 billion years old. Even so, Alcade is getting well along in life because it's more than 6 times as massive as the Sun. The cores of heavy stars are much hotter than those of lighter stars, which revs up their nuclear reactions. They consume their nuclear fuel at a much faster rate, so they burn out much more quickly. Alcade, for example, will live a normal lifetime of less than 100 million years versus 10 billion years for the Sun, a short life for a stellar outcast. Look for Alcade in the north as night falls, with the rest of the Dipper extending to its left. The Dipper rotates down toward the northern horizon during the night, ready to scoop up a Dipper full of stars. We have more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.